tonight's Board of Adjustment meeting for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. We'll begin this with a call to order. Cody, can we establish a quorum, please?
All right. My pen. Corey Robach.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Rick Cottrell. Trent Edwards.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. All right, Cody, can you go ahead and get us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes?
You bet. All right, welcome everybody to the July 15th, 2026 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The hearing is guided by Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal request filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a staff file including all relevant information for the Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case. Exhibit D, the Board of Adjustment bylaws. Exhibit E, the meeting audio files for all cases being heard tonight. Okay. A little rundown of our process. For each application, a staff report will be presented, followed by questions for the staff. If you'd like to comment on any application, please fill out a sign-up sheet at the front of the room before addressing the board. Turn in your completed sheet and state your name in front of the room. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in as you are giving sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. Speakers who are not directly involved in the case are limited to 5 minutes unless the chairman grants them additional time. All right, now I'm going to read your bylaws that kind of govern. They do govern. The Board of Adjustment has the following powers and responsibilities. Number one, to hear and decide appeals. When it is claimed that there is an error in law regarding any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it, or those it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. Or number three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where a specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulations would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of the reasonable use of their property as opposed to granting a privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zoning plan and regulations.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Cody. And let's go ahead and go into our review and action for the June 17th, 2026 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review that? And if so, do we have a motion on that?
I'd move to accept it as written.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm abstaining as I wasn't here.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then tonight, if you plan to speak, we're going to swear in everybody that plans to speak, so if you don't mind, stand and raise your right hand, please. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do,
yes.
Thank you. All right, and then we're going to begin tonight with the 2026-001A, the appeal with Stephen Cartwright. Cody, can you get us started on that when you're ready?
Yeah, so being an appeal, kind of two phases, going to read the applicant's request for the appeal, then also going to familiarize yourself with the original CUP that went in front of the planning board so you guys are up to date on everything. All right, case number 2026-001A, Stephen Cartwright is the applicant. Subject property is 1250 Iowa Colony Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22, the request. The applicant is seeking an appeal and reverse the Planning Commission's approval of Conditional Use Permit CUP 2026-005. The Conditional Use Permit application sought Planning Commission approval for a restaurant. Okay, now background. On May 11, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit for Stephen Sarkozin, authorizing a restaurant located at 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Holliston, Missouri, parcel 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000. With 7 out of the 9 planning commissioners present, a motion to approve the request was made and seconded, and a second was followed. The restaurant, there were some restrictions placed on it during that time. The restaurant closing hours shall be 11 p.m. on weekends, 10 p.m. on weekdays. No harsh lighting or loud music on patio, only ambient style music, and clean the property debris of fallen trees before opening. The Planning Commission voted 7 in favor, 0 opposed. Conditional use permit CUP 2026-005 was approved. All right. So there's some peculiars about this. It's really not that peculiar. It's just standard procedure, but we'll go through the steps on how everything was approved when you guys see it. So. With that, I'm going to start slideshow. All right, so the property is right down here at the corner of Business, or I forgot the name of the road. It's not Business 165, it's Iowa Colony and Senior.
Historic
165. It's right on the corner. So here's the property we're talking about. It's not the whole property. It's got some county order numbers from the county commission to require a few things before it can be set, a meets and bounds description. All right, so a little closer. I think it's roughly 7 acres or 9. I need to go back.
Almost 10 acres.
Almost 10. There you go. A little close-up. So, Iowa Colony, Historic 165. Present zoning as of right now, A1, R2, R1, A1, C2. I left off a little piece down here that's manufacturing right on the other side of the river. Noticed that today. So, the order number from the county commission was to rezone this to ag to make the applicant come back through the CUP process so nothing was missed on the request. They wanted them to put eyes on the request to make sure they didn't miss it. So he was not granted his commercial use based on they wanted to make it ag and make it come back through to be really dialed down. The rendering he presented to us of what he'd like the structure to look somewhat like. Here it is now. That's looking down Iowa Colony, looking to your left, looking to your right. As you can see, there's Historic 165. That's kind of where I envision this is going to set, just from discussions and him coming in and bringing in lots of information on how things work. That's what I'm interpreting. That's looking out from that location. A lot of this, I shouldn't go too fast. This is a part of the planning board's approval. I wanted to show them here that a general restaurant was conditional in A1. Taney County Road and Bridge went out and did sight line adjustments and road triangles to determine they could get an entrance, and he granted them a road entrance on Historic 165, and this is Jack's paperwork back to the county for approval. This is more of the stuff he had to do to make sure it was legal. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you guys for any questions you might have.
Okay. All right. It's So I think we'll go ahead and start with Stephen Cartwright that wrote the appeal.
Good evening. Did you want to start with questions or just kind of kick
start, start with your name and then you can just go ahead and start however you want to.
Sure. So my name is Stephen Cartwright, so I'm at 240 Norwood Drive, which is outside the picture there, but
we'll have you show us if you don't mind.
You're gonna have to help me out. I know it's over here somewhere, but
yeah, so it's just about at the edge of your screen. It's right against the lake. One more.
Unfortunately, let me reload this. It locked up.
So first off, you know, thanks for taking the time to hear this. I wanted to recognize the fact that I understand that we're not here to rehear the points that were made during the planning and zoning meetings, but rather my appeal is based on misleading and missing information that was presented to the Planning Commission for them to be able to properly apply Article 23 to this decision. So my primary request tonight is that the CUP be reversed or set aside. If the board disagrees with me, alternatively, I would ask that you take a look at the conditions that were applied to this particular CUP and apply something that's measurable, that's not vague, that can be enforced on essentially a commercial use in a residential setting. So I really had three points that I wanted to draw out. I presented kind of a, you know, as thorough as I could in the appeals packet itself. So I tried to use a lot of references and tie back to things that were said in the hearings. I think this goes all the way back to January for when it started. So there's a lot of transcript to work with. But there were three points that I kind of wanted to talk to that are part of that packet. The first being that the applicant did not present a defined project that was capable of being evaluated under Article 23. So, and this is really the primary basis for my appeal. Article 23 required that the Planning Commission evaluate scale and site design, traffic and parking, lighting and noise, hours and operating characteristics that are compatible with surrounding uses, property values, and nearby owners' use and enjoyment. But the applicant only has an idea. Maybe you could call it a concept, but certainly not a defined project at this point for those findings to be drawn. So, and again, I don't just want to throw that out there. I want to offer what is proof to that, that ties back to the original the hearings. When asked whether 2 acres would provide enough parking, the applicant answered, possibly, we might, I'm not sure. When asked for the number of seats in the restaurant, he said, I don't have exact numbers. Cody tried to help the commission and summarize and provide some additional information, and he said he really hasn't drawn up plans yet. He just did a mock of what he thought it should look like. So you don't have seating and you have no occupancy. So at the time of the approval, the record did not establish the restaurant size, the seating capacity, the occupancy, the required parking, the layout for the parking, outdoor seating, the lighting design, waste and grease service locations, or a binding final design. So that rendering, we can all agree, looks great, but there's nothing in the CUP that holds the applicant to actually building that design. So that was... you know, again, I think it looks awesome, but nothing holds him to that. So my main point with this piece